your dad, a longtime supporter and volunteer and chicken guy and everything else of this event, being honored today in the Hall of Fame, well deserved. How did you folks feel when you heard that?
Well, of course, we were very honored on Dad's behalf, and he taught us all well to appreciate this event, and we're very proud of him. You know, he worked hard. He loved every moment of working hard at this event and involving, I don't know how many, I wish I had a tally of the number of volunteers that he would arm twist into helping at this event, but he was responsible for a lot of people loving this event and happily volunteering back to serve it every year.
Nobody said no to Doc.
Not a soul. There were some, but we're not told not to tell on. Not very many. Most came.
And nobody could sell chicken like him. He'd come on the radio with us, and he would make it clear when it was ready to go. And, boy, I think that helped a lot.
Well, I think, and you know what? He was proud of the product that we put out, but he really was never much of a cook. So him cooking chicken was a stretch. But he learned how to do it, and the chicken turned out well, and it was always a popular event here. So we were pretty happy for that. We like the label. It's a nice label.
Right. Well, and everything he did was 150%. And, you know, you just knew that this event was, you know, not this event without Doc Benson there. And I heard in the early days he's out selling buttons.
Well,
he'd be all over the place.
That's very true. I'll tell you that we would go to Cooperstown for the start of the race, and then we would hawk buttons at every bridge on the way down. We got here, we would have to help unload the canoes, get the people out of the river, and so there weren't any tasks that he didn't involve. When he got involved, we had to get involved too. to parking cars and making pennies to all of the jobs. So, but we all loved it. We all enjoyed it.
Well, you're right. He's responsible for a lot of people loving this event and being part of this event and making people believe that this event could be as big as it's become.
He was very, you know what? He believed in it, and it turned out the people believed too. So that was, but he was a bit like the Pied Piper.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.